looking around the house this morning, wondering who the hell closed last night. This is the perfect pour.
I like that one. God, these people that close, they gotta clean up better. They didn't do the floors at all.
There's still puke in the corner.
All the doors are open. They didn't even lock, alarm the back door. Welcome to the Perfect Pour. It's a show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we're all in our own personal studios.
Yeah.
Still, again, still going to be happening for a while, I guess.
Oh, man.
It's not a visual
podcast. Nick is doing something with his video screen that nobody else can see. But
I have a pen with a stylus on it, so I can swipe. I don't have to touch my dirty screen anymore.
Oh my gosh, you're using the stylus? How old are you?
It's also a pen to take my notes with.
Do you use the stylus at the register when you beep, bop, booping on the card reader?
Is this an episode of How Douchey Can You Be?
Yeah. I had to use it today because I had gloves on and it wasn't registering my finger for anything. So I had to use the stylus at the ATM or the card reader at the checkout.
Wow. I wonder what they thought of you when you did that.
Yeah. They're like, what a douche.
Yeah. I'm still amazed that both Home Depot and Ace require you to insert a chip. They don't take contactless payments yet. And I'm like, come on.
Come on.
Put in the card. Then you have to hit okay. Then you have to hit yes. Then you have to hit sign. I'm just like, that's too many steps.
And the one at Ace won't take Citibank for some reason. Their card reader just won't do it. So I have to dig out some credit card. I don't know if I have any money on to use.
Well, you got to use cash like a baby.
Oh yeah, God, we can't use cash anymore. It's scary to use cash.
Scary.
Yeah, I have the same $15 in my wallet that I've had for the past.
I do. I did. I've had a $5 bill in my wallet for a good 2 weeks, and which would never happen before. It would instantly be. Going to a convenience store for soda has dropped tremendously. And I'm like, I don't need to go in there for a soda anymore.
Because you might as well just lick the soda fountain.
Yeah. The convenience stores in Madeira have their soda sales have plummeted because of me.
Because of you.
Yeah. Well, it's not a soda podcast. It's a beer podcast. So we're going to be hanging out with you like we always do, talking about the things we like to talk about that are beer related. Hope you like it, too. And we can provide some break from whatever crap that you're dealing with. Hope everything's well as can be during all this as we...
We'll probably still talk about things that are similar to what you're going through.
Yeah, hopefully.
Because there's nothing else to talk about.
Nope.
Are there things to talk about, Matt? Do you have things?
So, with anything, there's a news source, there's column A, then there's column B. Column A is saying that beer sales or alcohol sales are up 43% or 41% so far in 2020. And then there's the column B, which is breweries, we're probably going to lose 10% of the breweries in the United States because of what's going on with shelter in place.
Ouch. Yeah.
And even the San Francisco Chronicle jumped on the wagon to kind of poke at the subject.
The Cron. I call it the Cron.
the Kron.
Yep.
The San Fran
Kron. I called it Ickle.
Cool people call it the Kron.
And they speak to Tom McCormick, which is the head of CCBA, and which is actually a knowledgeable person. So that's why I actually took time to look at the article. You should burp as well. And they just kind of talk about how a lot of breweries don't have distribution or shelf space in stores and stuff like that. And they heavily rely on...
I love gold.
Fake news.
They heavily relied on their tap rooms and other bars to serve their beer. Well, no other bars open. And if their tap rooms open, they're selling to ghosts. They're maybe doing some crowler sales. We've had a fair amount of crowlers, but having packaged
Roger's beer, doing a lot of crowler sales.
Yeah, and well, you know, places like Fieldwork and, you know, like Pine and Palm, that primarily you picked up their beer in crowlers.
Mm-hmm.
That's those sales are going through the roof because that's the only way you can get it. But breweries that probably never had that kind of stuff set up are probably hurting.
Yeah.
Even breweries like Russian River.
But
the
they're
newly
delivering.
Expanded Russian River.
They're delivering.
They furloughed some of their staff, and now they're delivering. So that's the sign of the times, where they're like, "Yeah, normally we would white glove it from point A to point B, but now we'll just throw it on a truck."
I know this is like, if you would have like 4 months ago, you would have said like, "Oh, Russian River's they're just shipping beer now," you not knowing anything else, you'd be like, "What?" Did they die and their like brother-in-law took over the business? Because that's the only way that would be happening, except this. We did not know pandemic.
As now a seasoned person of shipping beer, it's pretty seamless.
Yeah.
So
there are
I ship to you.
Wasn't Russian, or maybe you guys are too, wasn't Russian River using somebody that can ship cold? Like, I want to say it was maybe it was Beer Night in San Diego said they got some. I don't know if it was the Russian, they did get a Russian River shipment, but it was some shipment they got. I'm pretty sure it was the Russian River. Where they said it was still cold when they opened the package. Like, not, you know, not like ice chest cold, but like still relatively cold.
So we went with a Golden State Logistics, used to be called Golden State Overnight, and it literally is what it what the name leads it to believe. Like, the beer was picked up from our facility at 1 o'clock Thursday, made it to Visalia that evening, and I checked tracking numbers by 9 a.m. people receiving beer.
Mm.
So literally.
Nice.
9 a.m. the next day, people
morning were
signing for their beer. And I kid you not, it was San Jose. It was Visalia. It was San Diego. It was, you know, anywhere from 45 minutes to 7 hours away from us. And they were all getting it by 9 a.m. It's like there was one guy that had to wait till Monday because they thought his place was closed. He was staying at a hotel. They thought he was closed. But everybody that was at an
actual
residence,
seeing his lady,
they had it by noon.
That's pretty good.
Wow. So, but you know, just to say with something like that, if they come out of a cooler at 33 degrees, you know, and they were stored on a pallet cold, they were sorted, and literally, you know, less than maybe 16 hours later, that's a pretty good turnaround to get it cold still.
I feel like now we all need to be making beer gardens in our, you know, we're going to go back to Matt's place. Don't worry. Tauga's going to be great. We all just need to be making
Mikey,
beer. We need to be replicas. Like, I need a replica Tauga beer garden at my house. Maybe throw in some Zach's beer garden stuff. Just so, you know, I can get the feel of it. Put some asphalt down.
What's your fencing material of choice for the garden? Are you going orange plastic square fencing?
Yeah, I'm going to put some cones up. Say, hey, this is the beer garden. Now only you can only drink in this square, this fencing here. It's plastic fencing.
That's right.
This is the only place you can drink.
No beer beyond this point.
No. No kids in this area. You kids stay out. It's the beer garden.
Is it big enough for one
share an ID.
Side table?
Yep. That's it.
So you're the bouncer?
One side of the table. Yep. Hey, buddy, show me some ID. Oh, jeez.
It's me.
Look, you're a handsome guy, but being handsome doesn't just get you in. You got to be of age. All right. Yeah, I get in every time.
Nice.
But as far as California is concerned, this is the new norm. The governor did say that if PPE supplies do show up by May 6th, and if we continue to see a downward trend in new cases or hospitalizations and or ICU patients, that then they would have a timeline of when we could open back up. But he said, don't consider it out of the realm for like going to restaurants and for them to like screen your temperature or somebody to be wearing masks or gloves and, you know, continuous reduced capacity. So that'll be interesting. Gotcha. To be, you know, like you can come to the beer garden, but we still are masked and gloved.
Right.
And you're sitting 10 feet from the next table.
No. Yeah. That's kind of like what I've been, you know, thinking about this past week is like before when this started, we're like, oh, okay. When we get the all clear, we're all just like, go back to normal. But like now we can kind of see like, that's just not going to happen pretty much for the rest of the year. It feels like unless they come up with a shot for that we can all take, that it's going to go through next winter, this coming winter. It's not going to be till next summer where we're going to be able to just be back to sort of normal. It feels like
somebody legitimately, they're like, well, you know, 4th of July, Labor Day, you know, Memorial, those things are all coming up. They just like threw out a bunch of holidays. Mm-hmm. And they're like, those are normally holidays where you gather in large groups. They didn't necessarily say concerts or anything, but he was just like, yeah, unless there's herd immunity or a vaccine available, he's like, you can pretty much guarantee that we're not going to allow people to gather.
Right.
For like a 4th of July celebration or something.
Yeah.
So California, bro.
So it's like you're saying, even if we open up, it's still, things are going to be different. We're not going to be able to stand and sit next to everyone's not going to be able to, it's not going to be the like it was before. There's going to be still distancing.
Yep.
Have you guys already started putting that kind of plan together where if you guys are open in a couple weeks, like how you're going to set it up differently or?
So obviously we're changing things day by day. I mean, just kind of with what new information that we have. You know, Fresno's at least pushed out to May 6th. So now we can kind of plan how that works. We're trying to push further than that to kind of say, well, you know, if this looks like the foreseeable worst that we could get. So how do we maintain this, say if it was 3 months? And so we're trying to figure out, you know, balancing all the ends and, you know, there's for all sorts of businesses, there's payroll relief for, you know, forgivable loans and stuff. So, I mean, we're still looking into that as well, just because, our business model may only be able to support so many employees, but if we have some relief and we have projects and we have, you know, different ways to expand, we could, you know, possibly grow from what we're currently doing, just like with any business is trying to do. But, you know, at the same time, the city of Fresno, they're still issuing I don't know if you guys saw, but Friday, from my understanding, I didn't see the press release. They were just kind of like, oh, we got some new documents releasing. But if you actually read the documents, they're pretty specific. And they're like, any essential worker should be wearing a mask. Every business should post.
Yeah.
You know, like there's this list with a checkbox and whatever is applicable to them, they have to document or present to people that are walking in saying, we clean the bathrooms this often. We sanitize our stations, and it's right there posted for everybody.
So. Yeah. And liquor stores are not supposed to be closed, which I've seen many open still.
Yeah. So that's the thing. That's its own battle, is people continuing to say what's essential and what is not. I've understood that there have been some liquor stores or some businesses that have like stopped the sale of cigarettes, but they're still can sell, you know, like bread and milk and eggs and stuff. So,
yeah. Seeing the ones attached to gas stations still open, because the gas station is the essential part.
Mm-hmm. But I mean, it also depends how much fresh food you have versus, you know, Mikey going in to grab a pack of Hostess cupcakes and a soda is not necessarily
that's
essential.
Fresh to me, bro.
A can of pop.
If it's got within a day, within the year, Pat, the next year, that's some fresh stuff.
Check your dates, bro.
Yeah.
I will say about three weeks ago, the food that I was buying from stores was a total misrepresentation of what those brands were normally tasting. Like, things were just bland or rushed or burnt or whatever. But I've noticed that now that they're able to supply product and it's rotating at a fair, stock is rotating consistently, I've actually found that food has tasted better than it ever has. Like, I picked up like a sourdough loaf.
Everything's like fresh right
fell
now.
Fell apart in my hands. Or I'm like, usually bread's good for like 5-6 days tops. This is good for almost 2 weeks. You know, stuff like that. It's interesting.
Bro, you didn't make your own yeast strain and making your own sourdough bread like everybody else. Oh my God.
I've actually bought locally made bread, and it was
who are you?
And it was terrible? What?
It was good.
Oh, okay.
The worst. Awful.
It was awful.
Literally the worst.
Becky started doing that kind of stuff a little bit. She's made sourdough bread, which was good. It was like, tasted like sourdough bread. She has her own yeast going on in the refrigerator right now. So I don't know if you can make beer out of that or not. I have no idea. But She made
sounds
biscuits.
Like a good time to experiment.
She made biscuits the other day. They were like, she's doing her own. They're like Kentucky Fried Chicken's biscuits. I was like, how did you do this? This is like KFC's biscuits. So she somehow stumbled onto KFC's biscuit recipe.
Yes.
She's making her own
now
clones.
I get to 11 herbs and spices.
She's making baking clones.
So basically what you're saying is the Basque Bread Company and KFC are going to come knocking on your door being like, hey, quit doing this.
Knock it off.
Or sell it to us.
Yeah. Or just give it to us.
Next time we figure out the recipe for Dr. Pepper and make a stout out of it.
Are you a big Dr. Pepper guy? You like homebrew
back in the day.
Homebrew Dr. Pepper. That was Trent. Trent from Get Off My Podcast. Was like Dr. Pepper all day, like literally all day. Like it was his coffee, it was his lunch beverage, it was his dinner beverage. No. And he's off of it now. He's off of caffeine altogether. So I don't know how he gets. Doesn't do caffeine.
I do miss. A
cool. Was he happy? What the hell?
He seems happy. It doesn't make sense.
I quit caffeine for a good almost 2 years.
I don't know how I would do that.
And I haven't had soda in probably almost 5 years now. So
that's crazy to me.
Yep.
Yeah. But I'm back on a cold brew a day, which is probably comparable to 3.5 cups of coffee when one concentrated cold brew
gives you that nice zip.
A little zing in your step.
A little zing.
I don't know if it gives me a zip. I think it just makes people less irritable towards me. I can deal with you now.
You're you're kind of an asshole, but I'm in a better mood, so it's all right.
It's all right.
I had, by the way, I forgot to get us updated on the beer drinking. By during the tailgate, I was having, I didn't even announce it to the tailgate, having an El Segundo Citra out of those little stubby bottles, the red stripey stubby bottles.
Oh, what are those, Matt? I forgot they did those. I could see it.
Yeah.
That's a red stripe bottle is, I don't know what the name of that would be.
That style, you know, that style of bottle, but it's...
I mean...
You usually know all the stop bottle styles, so. Yeah, I saw it at the market, and I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot they were doing this, and I hadn't seen it before in a store, so. Got it. It's a nice beer. What are you drinking right now, Matt?
I took home a four-pack of Valley Haze.
Oh, Tioga Square's Valley Haze. Is that an annual?
Yes, it's going to be a new permanent.
Oh,
a single IPA of ours.
All right. I just opened a. This one was donated to the show by Jay Hops underscore Hound. You want to find him on the social medias. It is called. TF, it's from TF Brewing, a small batch beer from TF. I don't know if that's the name, but it's got lobsters on it on the can. So that's cool.
Yeah,
it's from Salt Lake City, Utah, and it's a Wicked Sea Party, and it's a hazy pale. Sorry, you're missing this, Nick.
It's
That code name for the bottle is literally a stubby.
Oh, a stubby. There you go. See, this is the can you guys are missing out on that you're supposed to be drinking now. I'm showing him.
So what is it? It's a Wild Mike Party?
Yep. Nick, what are you drinking right now?
Oh, man. My tailgate was a lager from... Two Pitchers Brewing Company called Nordic Jam. It's a lager with lager. Fruits. Lager. And then my first show beer is What the Vock is Going On from Zach's Brewery.
What the Vock is Going On? Oh,
it's
what
the
is
tangerine
that one?
Raspberry Sour.
Is that a new one?
Yeah. There? No, this is 2 weeks old. The new one is the Cherry Gurgitch.
Okay.
This is the first sour they released, I guess, post shutdown. And last week they released Cherry Gurgitch. So I picked up both of those and saved the Devok for the show.
Nice. Matt, what do you have it right now, Matt? What was it? I already forgot. Okay, Valley Haze. Sorry.
You were here for
Louis. I know. Louis is having a couple crackers, and now he's having a little nap. So there you go.
Speaking of which,
yeah, he's cracker Louis tired. Fans.
Yep.
Speaking of which, I need to reload.
Uh oh. Need to reload.
That was fast.
Need to get some more beer.
That's what she said.
Nick, would you? While he's getting some more beer, do you have something for us culturally wise?
Well, in the beer delivery world, a Belfast pub delivers pints of freshly poured Guinness door-to-door during lockdown.
Nice.
So the beer in Ireland, the beer comes to you. It's a van they have set up as a pub. If you order ahead of time, they'll drive to your house, pour you the pint, and bring it to your front door.
Nice. Pour you the pint and bring it to your front door.
They'll pour the pint for you. So it's poured as if pre-poured. The bartender is mobile.
Wow. And so that they just somehow can transport that pint. Poured pint.
Yeah. No, the van pulls up. Oh, then okay. It pours it.
Oh, okay.
And then they take it to your door.
Right.
As it being poured.
The van poured it. Like that one. There is that one in Colorado. There's that ice cream truck style brewery delivery going around.
Oh, that was in the Pour 'Em, huh?
Yeah, that was posted in the forum.
Yeah, I remember seeing that now.
Oh, Zoom warned me that it's going to end in like 10 minutes or something. It's been giving us free time for a while, and now all of a sudden it's like, nah, bro, you got to pay.
It's over. Now you got to pay. Yeah,
so I don't know what's going to happen.
40-minute limits.
Yep.
It'll shut down.
Oh, it'll shut down.
No, it'll shut down. It'll say, thanks for trying us. Buy a premium service, you jerks.
Buy a premium, you freeloaders.
Freeloaders.
Well, there's a little thing called Skype, you jerks.
We might be Skyping the rest of the episode.
We'll see here in a few minutes.
Let's see. In where is this at? Virginia, a delivery shark will bring you the beer.
Delivery shark.
So a guy dressed up in a shark's suit.
Because Virginia is well known for their sharks.
Well known for their sharks. So that's how you get your beer there. It's
all right.
Delivered by shark. In merry old Fresno, 411 Broadway Ales and Spirits has joined the homemade hand sanitizer game. Or maybe not homemade, but okay. Locally sourced artisan hand sanitizer. They were actually giving theirs away for free.
Oh, wow.
And plan to make more. I don't know if it's still going to be free, but they want to help.
Just like Zoom. They give you a little taste.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, no.
First one's free.
Pay for it. By the way, Matt, I think we're going to be switching to Skype. I think you missed that. I think we're going to have to switch to Skype here in a few minutes.
Why?
Because Zoom wants me to give them money. I want to give them money. Or we could...
Let me launch my Skype app.
Let me launch my Skype app.
Great. Another free service we don't pay for.
Well, actually, I do pay for a Skype.
Ooh. When?
It's like every 3 months I forget about it, and then all of a sudden there's a Skype charge in my car. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Hey, who's doing the Skype? Hey, who's doing the Skype? You doing the Skype?
Who took my money?
It took my money. Those Skype bastards.
Did you forget to cancel your subscription again?
Oh, son of a bitch. Ah.
They said cancel anytime.
I guess it's anytime. Not my daughter's Roblox subscription. It's just killing me, man.
Kill me, bro.
I know people can't see this, but am I seeing a missing shower head?
Yeah.
In the background of your video?
Wow, that is a good eye. Matt's noticing that. Nick's. Wow, Nick's doing the shower beers. For taking that serious.
Maybe you just I got a shower beer shelf now.
Oh.
It's installed.
What's this shelf for? Don't worry about it.
It's not for soap, okay? It's not for soap. Don't put your shampoos there. It's for beer. If I see you put shampoo there.
Shelf 1 through 4 are for the soap. Shelf 5 is for the beer.
Yeah. Does it fit a bomber or is it 16-ounce can size? Ooh,
yes, it does.
Oh.
So bomber 12 inches apart. So a bomber will slide right in.
Wow. All right. So I have to come over and check it. Come over and give it a spin sometime. Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm here. Like, hey.
I haven't seen Mikey in a while. Where'd he go?
Oh, he's been in there a while. Oh, no, I just freaked out Louie at my knocking. Now he thinks one of you guys are here.
I think they're here, bro. I think they're here.
Oh. Hey, they're finally here. It's been 3 weeks.
Oh, poor Louie, it's okay. Nobody's here. Okay, have a cracker. Did one of you guys have any more culture? Before I forget? No.
That's my culture.
Still living in it.
What? Yeah. So are you the people's corona checks are getting sent out to people's? Do you have any beer related plans for your Corona money. Kegerator, you looking at that keg? You be hitting on that kegerator?
Yeah, it's on the wish list. I don't know. I want to build my own personal beer garden now.
Yeah, everyone's got to build their own beer garden.
Front yard beer drinking.
Yeah,
watch the wave at the neighbors.
The Jasons, they're not too far from you. They're just down Maroa, I think, at Ashland ish, and they supposedly have like a backyard speakeasy. I've heard there's like four or five taps.
They're in Old Fig, huh?
Yeah,
I believe that in Old Fig.
You might want to do something like that yourself. A little backyard speakeasy.
Well, I had to. I wonder if they're in the Becky's.
Their exact cross streets are no.
Becky's uncle passed away. That was a home brewer. He had his own setup, basically his own beer garden back there. So yeah, he was off of Maroa and Ashland. Buckingham. They're on Buckingham.
Buckingham.
He knew Lindsay Buckingham?
Probably. He's from that era. So yeah, I think the only thing I might do is although I feel like I should be just keeping it local, I feel like I wanna get a delivery from somebody. Like Modern Times isn't interesting enough for me because we get so much Modern Times and Humble C. We get all the Humble C. There's Pure.
I want a
Pure Project.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking I might get a Pure Project run.
If you're willing to split shipping, I'm willing to do it because it's literally like at least $20 to ship.
Okay. So. Well, Russian River, they had two that you could get a case of. They have the Happy Hops in 16-ounce cans, and then they have another beer called Citra something that I don't think I've ever had, but it was like $160 for a case.
Whoa.
I was like, no, I don't think so.
That's delivered?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, I don't know. I'm looking at that couple of San Diego
places. You can self-quarantine in a car and cheaper.
Yep. I'm thinking that might be my only beer. I mean I would like to get a Yeti. I've always wanted to get a Yeti, but it feels frivolous right now, so I don't know.
Yeti season. Is there a local Yeti you can buy?
No artisan Yetis. I don't trust them.
Artisan Yeti. Locally sourced.
Matt, I wanted to ask you if you could give us a review. I know that you watched this series of Brew Brothers. Is it a Netflix series or is it a
yes
Amazon Prime series?
It's on Netflix.
Okay. How is that? So this Brew Brothers, it's a fictional series about a family that owns brewery.
Okay, so it's an interesting show. I would say that there are some parallels to real life in a brewery, but I almost want to consider it a mockumentary in the way that they're not making fun of somebody else that made a brewery biography or documentary, I meant to say. But that... I'm more worried that somebody's going to come up to me and go, okay, well, did somebody in your brewery jump in a barrel of malt without pants on and hump it? And I go, well, no, that's not something that happens.
You guys do that? You guys swim around in the beer like on the show?
Yeah. But, my first initial thought where people were like, oh, there's a new brewery show on Netflix, and I'm like, I already don't like it.
Knowing nothing about it, you're like, I don't like it. Nope.
Yep.
Nope. This can't be good.
I immediately go to the most negative spot possible when somebody brings this to me. But I did sit and watch it, and everybody that was like, oh, this is cool to be, you know, we get an inside look on people's lives. I immediately was like, well, I'll watch it. And people were like, I couldn't get past the first episode. And I was like, no, I'm going to watch it all the way through.
Oh, no, I'm doing it.
I'm going to, till this train is fully derailed, I'm going to be there.
So,
And it was interesting. So, they filmed it at Iron Triangle, which is closed.
Right.
I don't know if they filmed it before it closed or after it closed. I don't know. Maybe they gave them some, you know, sweet cash before the brewery has been completely sold. I don't know. So, but yeah. It was interesting to say the least. I believe the Trappist brewers that they brought in were the furthest thing from possible that could be real. The food truck, that wasn't too far of a stretch. I don't know anybody that would employ somebody under 21 at their brewery. I don't know if that could ever be a possibility, but as far as the polarizing personalities that work at breweries, I can see that. So it was interesting to see how people got along, and you know, it's kind of feels like breweries are always set up for failure and you're just kind of figuring it out and making things work.
So there's elements that rang true, yes. But for the most part, no.
I feel like my go-to is Drinking Buddies, and I feel like that is more of a direct representation of working and running a brewery than what this series was.
All right. So go watch Drinking Buddies before you go all the way down to Brew Brothers. Well, I guess we can just keep on moving along, whether we're on the Zooms or the Skypes.
We use all the free versions we can get.
Whoever wants to give us some access, we'll take it.
Next, we're FaceTiming.
bro facing?
Bro face.
Then we're going to do Instagram Live.
Ooh. I keep promising and never delivering.
YouTube it is.
We call that the Mikey.
I got Mikey. You can get on the show. You're like, I don't like the way you guys do it. I want to get on there and do stuff. And there's topics you guys don't talk about that you should be. Well, we give you plenty of access to do that. 559-492-0542. You can get on the show that way and leave a voicemail. Or you can record it all on your own. Record your own show if you want to. 3 minutes or less, and email that recording to perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. Louis has moved to the producer's seat now, just so you guys know.
Mikey, did you say 559-492-0542?
I did say that, I think.
That's the hotline. Wow.
The hotline.
Bat phone.
If only people would just call that and leave us voicemails.
I know,
for
right?
us to play on the show.
Just don't forget to leave
your name. Or they could be maybe a new song from somebody.
Your voice was deep and low, like the guy who starts a show. Don't you know? You wish your beard was big and long, like bearded brewer or King Kong. Right or wrong, but you're only a man. Won't you write up every wrong? Yes, you're only a man.
And that's a world premiere from Paul from Fairfax. Man, baby.
Man, baby.
Well, we know who that song's about.
I don't know who that's about. It could be anybody. Anybody that Paul runs across in his life. Who knows?
It's either the guy that, it's either the organization that gave us a stimulus check or Mikey.
It's the guy that wouldn't let him in BevMo because they're online orders only now.
Nope. Don't trust them. Don't trust the BevMo. Don't trust the Total Wine. They're going to bring out their worst dates and bring them to your car. Like, here. Like, nah.
Spit in the back.
Wow. Paul keeps coming through. Paul is back. Brand new song. And I guess this is as good a time as any. I keep putting this off because I feel like I'm going to make it better and make this rad page, and that's what I have in my mind, but I haven't been able to do it. So I'm just going to put it out there and just hopefully keep making it better. But we have a page for Paul's stuff now, perfectportpod.com/Paul. One of you guys could go there right now if you wanted to check it out. And there's a player there with all... There's still some songs missing I haven't gotten on there, but there's a player of Paul's, all the drops and the songs that Paul have sent us for the most part. There's a few missing. You can go on there and check out all of Paul's songs. And if you notice, there's a donate button. If you'd like to donate some for all the stuff that Paul's done for the show, all that music that he's recorded, if you want to donate money to Paul and just paying for Paul's all the work he's done for the show. There is a PayPal button there if you are so inclined. But otherwise, you can just go there and then just enjoy all the Paul. You can just sit there and just listen to Paul music all day long.
All day long.
So thanks, Paul.
I can't find it.
You can? Is it not? Oh no! Is it not working now?
No, I'm just dumb.
No, I don't know about that. Now I have to go, and now I have to make sure that I'm stopping the show just so I can do this.
Okay.
Is this song on there?
There it is. No, it's not. I haven't found that yet. It's there.
Well, nobody gets to steal it.
Yeah, I haven't gotten it up there yet. Perfectportpod.com/Paul. Check it out. And it should work for you, dude.
What about this one?
That's on there. Right now, that's track 27 on the Paul album.
That song's going to be good.
What's your order here? Is this a chronological?
No, it's just sort of like I just tried to.
As you found
it. Yeah, well, I tried to space it out for like I didn't want the same kind of thing all right in a row. Like I basically tried to space the drops out. Is basically my thought process of this album here.
Autobiographical.
Yeah. I needed somebody from a record store to help me out and make the album track. But yeah, check it out. Right now there's 32, but now there's a new song to add, so that'll be added soon. Man, baby.
Man, baby.
What about Pooping in My Dreams? Is that on there?
It's on there.
Oh, it's on there. Track 18.
Listen to that all day long. Blues. Yeah, there's a couple of, you know, because Paul's sending us a couple of well, now actually that one's about buyout mirror kind of. Mm-hmm. So go enjoy. Forget about the show. Go and enjoy the Paul music. We'll be here doing some more voicemails.
Hey, it's Colin and Janine.
What's going on, Perfect Four? Ooh. How are you doing?
We're hanging out.
Hi, guys.
Not doing much these days. Mostly. Nope. Drinking beer at home.
We're Zooming a lot. We Zoomed with a lot of our friends. We Zoomed at the Perfect Par for a little bit. We got some beer for Tony Bags. We're going to send them.
Oh.
Yep. Tony wanted some Tony Bags. Mechanics. Hunted that down. I got to get that in a box. I was going to do that today, and I didn't. Shit. I'll have to do it tomorrow.
Yeah. So Jay is right from Utah. We do pawn off beer that we don't really want, and we act, we did, I guess, pawn some off on him.
Well, the thing was, is we got a whole 12
pack.
We got
a 12 pack.
Of the farmhouse that he was referring to, and when he was leaving, I was like, hey, you want a few of these farmhouses?
Neither of us are fans of it.
Well, some people do like it. There's four in the fridge left still, so we still have some farmhouse. If anybody wants to come to our house and pick it up, get pawned on.
So he's right, but we are also the pawnees, I guess. We get beer pawned off on us a lot. Like, you know, like Colin will replace a water heater or something for a neighbor or something, and then they'll be like, oh, hey, we know you like beer. Here's a six-pack of Blue Moon. And we're like, oh, great. Now we have to drink a six-pack of Blue Moon.
Yeah, my brother brought over a bunch of Corona that he didn't want to keep anymore. So that's in the fridge. Not quite sure what we're going to do with it.
Yeah,
my wife said I can't drink Corona no more.
We're like, oh, fuck, what are we going to do with this beer? But you don't want to be rude at the time.
Is that where you get the virus from?
So you just accept it and you drink it. Maybe. Or you just let it sit in your refrigerator until it goes bad and then you dump it out. Yeah. Which we have.
That's my plan.
We've got some stuff in our fridge. I'm sure that probably should be thrown away.
Yeah. But we're doing good. We've been having our Zoom time on the weekends. We're both essential workers, so we've been working during the week.
Yep.
So
still plumbing.
It's still kind of like normal life for us, except for on the weekends we can't go out. So,
well, we've still been going to our breweries and picking up the to-go stuff.
Yeah,
from those guys.
We'll pick up the to-go stuff and then we'll come home and then we'll Zoom with our friends.
Yep. So we hang out in the bar, do that, try and get people on the computer.
Super fun.
It's pretty fun.
It's
yeah.
Fun.
Yeah. And we did not send you guys, Mikey, we did not send you that Saison. I don't know who it came from, but I would not send you a Saison because I know you don't like that.
He drank it.
It actually wasn't bad. It actually wasn't bad.
But I just want them to know it wasn't for me.
Right, I think it might have been.
So we want you to
keep up the good work, guys.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. I think that was might have been Wazoo Corvette. Might have done that. The Saison one. Thanks, Colin and Janine. And did Matt go away? Did you leave, Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
He is.
What do you mean? Am I here?
I have a new thing that has popped up in the in this world that we live in now is like it just made me think of it of calling and Janine and going around to their favorite places and getting to go beer and stuff. As they're the guy now that like since there's these beer gardens or just nobody's there. You go there and you're like, oh, they know me here. I'll go ahead and sit down and hang out. It's fine. Like, I'm cool. I can sit down. Like, are you having that issue, Matt? Or like somebody's like, no, I can sit here and enjoy my beer, right?
Nope.
Oh, nobody's doing that? I'm going to do it now. I'm doing it this weekend.
You're going to be the guy?
Yeah, I'm going to be the guy. And Matt's going to have to kick me out.
You'll remove the caution tape and the cover from
there. I'll go behind. Yourself. Yeah, I'll go on the other side of the tape. It's like, it's cool. I know, Matt. I can go over here. Don't worry. I'm the Fresnan. Nobody's
I'm the Fresnan.
Let me see the mayor come at me, bro.
Come at me, mayor.
Come at me, man. I'm drinking my beer. Hey, I'm just here drinking my beer, man. You can't make me leave.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
I'm not sneezing on anyone, okay?
I got my mask on.
Yeah. I got my Oakland A's mask.
You're drinking. You can't have the mask on if you're drinking.
Well, says you. I use a straw.
So you just cut a hole in your mask for the straw hole?
Yeah. Well, that's not legal.
Reports, Brian Wazoo Corvette. So I was out last Saturday. I had to do a little bit of work, and after I got done working, I decided to do the store shopping for the wife and the family. So ran through Costco, piece of cake, in and out, and then had to go into another supermarket to get some smaller items. And walking through the beer aisle, I happened upon the Deschutes 4% hazy IPA, so I grabbed that 6-pack, and then my wife likes the light yellow bubbly beer, so I grabbed a 12-pack of the Founders Solid Gold Lager. Now, I don't know, maybe it was just in the back of my head, the whole don't worry about dates and just buy beer, but I got home, I had one of those Deschutes Local IPA things, and it tastes pretty good. And
yeah,
I brought up a solid gold lager for my wife, and she hadn't drank it yet, so I go ahead and grabbed it, and I cracked it open and started to drink it, and it kind of tasted crappy. So I thought, here, honey, take a taste of this. And she took a taste, and she said, that doesn't taste very good. And so I looked at the date, and it was canned in August of last year. So I have 8 months old lagers in my fridge right now that I'm going to have to battle through over time. So, Mikey, maybe we should still check dates on beers that aren't craft, maybe. Anyway, I liked that Deschutes, that light, hazy 4% IPA so much that I drank the whole 6-pack over that weekend, and which was pretty easy to do. I went back out and to try to find some more of it, and I happened to stumble across the Green Flash 100-calorie IPA, and then the Firestone Walker Flyjack, I think it's 96-calorie, whatever, low-calorie 4%. And so I've decided I'm going to try to find all these little 4%ers that I can and see how they all taste. So far, I will say the Deschutes was probably my favorite. It just had the most flavor and the most body out of the beer. And, I drank 4 of them, and I was perfectly fine, which is pretty nice compared to the normal 7-8%ers. But, so that's my plan. I'm going to try to stick to some 4%ers in between the heavier stuff. Yeah. Anywho. Thanks for everything, guys. Hope you're doing well. Keeping your hands clean. Not touching your face. Hey, keep up the good work.
Don't touch the face.
Cheers. Sacramento.
Yeah, Sacktown.
Oh, is that the first sack drop?
It might have been. Thanks, Wazoo.
Dang.
Thanks for everything. Yeah, check dates, sure. Yeah, check dates. Yeah, I was saying before, don't worry about it right now. We're not in a check date area. Yeah. Let's get back to this is our first step to normalcy. Start checking dates again, guys.
It's not as bad as we thought. Check
Brian
the dates.
Yeah. So I was out last Saturday. Had to do a little bit of work, and after I got done working, I decided to do the store shopping for the wife and family. So ran through Costco.
How did I do that? I don't know.
Well,
it's twice. It's not my fault. It emailed twice. Okay, not my fault. There was no touching.
It's okay. I work on the podcast, and whenever I email something, I always email it to the right and the wrong email. I'm like, I don't know which one's right.
I'm just going to email them both.
What's up, Perfect Pour? To your beer here.
Thank
again,
you.
Like always, on a timely manner, I guess. I don't know, homie. As y'all know, or just hearing now, fucking shit hit the fan, homie. Life sucks. I'm tired. Fucking stressed out. If you're on Twitter and you follow me, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not, well, here's a lowdown. COVID-19 is not a joke. Take that shit serious. My mother, my father, my sister, my brother are all positive. It's fucking serious. A lot of coworkers think it's just a flu. It's not just a flu. Luckily for me, I guess our blood, our Latino heritage blood, our Aztec warrior blood is an amazing thing. I don't know. Good thing that it's not life-threatening at the moment. My mom's lost, 15 pounds in 8 days? I mean, not bad for a diet, but I wouldn't wish that diet on anybody. Just a quick little background. Started with my brother. Came home sick from work. Works at Sprouts. He didn't fucking follow instructions like a real American would, homie. Motherfucker came home, took Advil, took a nap, said he felt better, and proceeded to hang out with the family. In that household, It's my parents' house. My brother lives there. He broke up with his fiance, moved in back to his room. My sister lives there with her husband and two kids because it's a pretty big house. So the more the merrier, right? So he gets sick, goes back to work, and gets sent home because you need a doctor's note when you go out right now, especially when you're an essential business and you're dealing with the population, civilians out there. He had to be cleared. So I guess he was contagious. I guess he had the 19 and passed it on to my sister the following couple days. And then it trickled down to my mom. They thought I was just the normal flu, what have you. Symptoms are loss of taste, loss of smell, headache, and shiver, the chills, no fevers. That's the best thing about it is the fevers is the bad part. The strand that they got, I don't know how many strands there is or how it affects people. Might be the astic blood, but no fever, so that's a good thing. So what I'm trying to say is these fucking county pop-ups that they're doing to test the civilians, the communities within the cities. I think they're crock of shit, full of shit. I think they're just there to lower the panic and reduce pandemonium. So if you do go get tested at a pop-up, I recommend that you force your HMO, your doctor, your whoever your healthcare carrier is, to test you at their facilities. What happened is my mom got tested with her private HMO doctor, and she came back positive the following day. My sister, my brother got tested at the pop-ups because they were sent there by their doctors, and they came back negative. So since my mom was a positive, my sister requested and demanded a second testing at her local doctor, urgent care, her facey, wherever she goes. Her test came back positive. So just a quick little recap. Family is doing good, other than my mom losing 14 pounds, my sister 8. My brother lost 10. My dad is the last one to show signs of these symptoms. Loss of appetite, you know, no throwing out, no diarrhea. No. So just be vigilant, people, my homies, my raza out there. This shit ain't no fucking joke. Wash your hands. Stay away from people. You don't feel good. Quarantine your fucking ass. Stay in the fucking closet. Poop in a bag. And then hand it over to somebody and disinfect that. Do what you gotta do. Don't get your fucking family sick, homie. My brother's dealing with this in his conscience. Because we could have lost dad. We could have lost mom, you know. My dad's diabetic. And my mom's a strong woman. So I had a serious talk with my brother. And I told him this is bullshit, you know? But what else can I say? You know, just fucking depressing and stressed out. Just take care of your people, homie. Be vigilant. Other than this bad news and fucking bullshit news, there's great news and the bright light at the end of the tunnel. Mom's feeling better. Her appetite's back. Same thing with my brother and my sister. My dad's the one still a little iffy. His was a later case. So they're keeping eyes on tabs on him. Hopefully, same thing. You know, we are carrying his blood. So he's the true gene. So hopefully he works through this easy. But like I said, there's also a brighter light at the end of the dark tunnel. And that's Tioga Sequoia and the bottle shop. Saturday night drop showed up. I was able to show up on Sunday, document the shelf, take pictures of my purchase. Took a hefty load. I took a hefty purchase of Tioga Sequoia. I got everything they sent. I got a 4-pack of Galaxy, Mount Galaxy, 4-pack of General Sherman, a 4-pack of the Rush Hour, because that's a delicious stout. Then I got single cans on the rest. The Valley Haze. Got a 4-pack of the Valley Haze, too. Delicious beers, Tioga. I won't even refer to you, Matt, because you never fucking answer back. You know, I say leave questions on my voicemails, and you totally ignore them. So this goes out to Tioga, the people out there. Thank you for listening and making this possible. I'm just kidding, Matt. Giving you a fucking hard time, homie. But you do ignore my question, so I don't know. Anyways, there is a lighter light at the end, and right now I'm enjoying a Mountain Galaxy. It's a delicious pale. That General Sherman is fucking good. That's about it, man. Wash your fucking hands. Take care of your close ones, your loved ones. And I miss my mom, man. I haven't seen her in about a month because I'm staying away because I need to be healthy. I need to keep working, you know. You fuckers need your fucking salty snacks on the shelves, and I got a fucking mortgage to pay. All right, man. Stay safe. Stay vigilant. And stay thirsty. I have to watch you. Peace out.
Peace out, Chew. Thanks, Chew. Obviously, Chew, we let Chew go a little long for that. I think all the community's thoughts. I was gonna say thoughts and prayers, but that doesn't sound good. Just everyone's just pulling for Chew and his family. So, it's good that hopefully things will work out, especially with his dad right now. So we're going to just keep, I know Chew will keep us, updated on that. So, like Chew says, this shit is real. So don't mess with it. And, the irony of Chew getting Tioga, Chew has been lobbying for this, his favorite shop, the bottle shop, to get Tioga forever. And now it finally gets it because of this whole delivery system. But not the DDH, because I guess you, Matt, you guys don't have enough DDH to send out the ship out, or is that why DDH is not on the list of shipping beers?
It was out of stock.
Oh, but it's possible that you guys will be able to ship DDH for poor Chew?
But by the time that the show posts, it will be live.
Oh my gosh. Chew your beer. We'll be able to get DDH. Will you ship to his house or ship to the bottle shop?
At least his house.
Wow. Oh my gosh.
Oh my god.
Thanks, Chew, for sharing that with us. Really appreciate it. And we'll just continue on.
Beer Money!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling with Beer. I'm your self-isolated host, the Scotty 91. Rolling on, I'm going to say like day 30, something like that. It's been almost a month of self-isolation. And the only thing keeping me through it all, okay, one of the things is some great beers, like this one I'm pouring right now. It is an Imperial Stout from Kinsman Brewing called Dessert Sandwich with hazelnuts, vanilla, and chocolate, and comes in at nice 10%. I grabbed a 4-pack of this weekend with some curbside pickup. Had it this weekend when I got it, and it was delicious. Not super overpriced. I forgot how much a 4-pack was. I want to say maybe 18 or 20. It was fairly reasonably priced for that. Yeah, so it's been a highlight of my week right there. My little excursion out for the week. I had to do curbside pickup. Also, earlier tonight, I had a Sloop Brewing's Natural Frequency Shocking IPA, since it's about all Sloop does. That comes at 6.18% with flaked oats, flaked wheat, and Sabro and Moteca hops. So, yeah, I've been scoping out somewhere to head out this weekend for some curbside pickup, trying to support the local breweries around here in Connecticut. So I'll keep you guys updated next week where I end up hopefully heading out to. But, yeah, otherwise just trying to find some unique beers and keep those numbers going up. I feel it's going to be hard to hit my goal of 1,500 uniques this year. 106 days into the year, I am at 353, 81 behind where I should be. So, yeah, got some catching up to do later on in the year. Not counting myself out just yet. So hopefully some beer fests and some brewery trips will get that back up to where it should be. But, yeah. Till next time, though, guys, that's the bomb of the can. Because the Scotty 91 drank it.
Another good episode of Wrestling with Beer and Scotty 91. Everything all right over there, Nick?
Yeah, I heard a strange noise, and it was just the window closing made a squeaking sound.
I heard it too. I was like, and then you had to get up. I'm like, oh man, we got a situation happening
over there. we got a situation here.
I've lost Matt's camera feed, so
I think he paused us to go take a dump or something.
Wow, that's all right. He's got to do what he's got to do.
Well, you know. Yeah, I thought an animal was dying outside, but it was just a window closing.
All right. Fontaine, we have an email. That was Sky91. Thanks for that new episode of Wrestling with Beer. This is an email from the Fontana Jim. Hey, guys. Quick one off tonight. I wanted to announce the Pliny of the Younger Porch Bomb winner. Utah rep J_Hops_How. Jay has won the Pliny of the Younger Porch Bomb. He came super strong early, and no one really had a shot. He doesn't get Russian River Distro in Utah, so I'm super stoked to put some cool beer in his hands. I know some people were holding on to some cool stuff, so I wanted them to drink those freshies and meet up on Friday's Zoom. Get it. So there you go. Jim's just letting us know. Ops_Hound is the winner. And I tried to get... Listen to this. Last Friday's this Hoppy Hour Zoom that Perfect Pour listeners put together on Friday nights. I jumped in on it. It was like 8:30 or something. I was like, okay, I'm going to get in there, see what's going on. It was gone. Nothing was happening. Everyone's gone already. I was just like, hello? It was like, hello? Hello? Wait, I can't do the effects. Matt needs to be at the board right now.
We need some echo, please.
Oh, it's working. Hello? Huh? Zoom? Anybody here for Zoom? That's what was happening. So I briefly had a window, and the Zoom had already ended, so.
Maybe they're just hiding and you didn't wait long enough for them to jump out and say surprise.
It's possible they're all surprise.
Oh, he left already.
If you want to get on those Friday night Perfect Pour listener get its
Zoom.
Find somebody that's in the Zoom and then ask them, it's like, can you give me code? Because I want to Zoom as well. I know Jim, Colin and Janine. I think Scotty91, Chew Your Beer. Who else?
Usually Ants.
Ants.
And Jazz from Portland.
You know any of those people, see if they can get you the code.
I've seen XL Pedro in there before.
Fontana Jim. Well done, Fontana Jim. And a separate email, he puts in a very long pause, Fontana. He just literally wrote it in an email.
Either he forgot or that he's very clever.
Yeah. I'll just give it to him that he's clever. The Fontaine Jim. As we go over to traditional voicemails, we have some traditional ones. Yeah.
Hey, this is James from Central Texas. Actually, Golson Brewing LLC. We just got our
federal license approved today. Awesome. 4/10/2020. We are a brewery, and probably the worst time for breweries ever, but we're going to make it go.
Amen.
Amen. And we just threw a Coors can on the fire. Nothing against Coors. I like Coors, but we're just watching it burn and thinking, you know what? At one time, Coors was a craft brewery, and now they're a mega brewery. And
their honor?
And their honor. And we will be, at some point, a mega brewery, or maybe not, but we'll be a great craft brewery. And anyway, it's Friday night. We got a bonfire going in Central Texas, listening to Tom Petty with my beautiful wife. And she's dancing. And she dances like Elaine from Seinfeld to full body regurgitation. But she's awesome when she does it. So anyway, you guys, I hope all is well. And soon you guys can get back together in Studio B.
Go brewing!
That's right. Keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
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 Go ahead. I was going to say, brother, did you hear that?
No. What am I hearing?
I was trying to see if I was able to get the sound drops to play through.
I did not hear that.
Damn it. That would be good. So James, I need to know all the details of the brewery, like where we can find you guys on the social medias and stuff. Was it Colson? But the Central Texas, we need more information. Give it to us so we can be getting at. We need all our get it locations. Like we have a page for our reps. We're gonna have to have a get it page. You have to build a get it page on our website now.
Where have you get
places that are get it friendly? We're starting to get some more. I just opened up a beer. This one's from
nice.
@JHops_Hound. It's supposed to be for us, but I'm drinking it. It's a double IPA. I'm in trouble here, guys.
Oh,
Elefino double IPA from Red Rock Brewery. I'm going to say they're a Utah brewery. Let's see. Yep, Salt Lake City. Red Rock. First Red Rock beer that I'm aware of.
Man, drinking a double. Who's going to run the rest of the show?
I don't know. Guys, get ready.
Somebody's going to have to take over.
Louie, you're going to have to man the things. We got voicemails left.
Hey guys, it's Fontana Jim. Hey. There is a Friday night.
Oh, he sounds like he's
on the old Zoom. That's Hoppy. We got Florida Steve. We got Tony Bags and Lovely Michelle. We've got Hammerschmidt. We got Tony Manuel, and we've got Kelly Belly. Water beer and baby jazz in Portland. I don't know, because all I see is a fucking picture of some kind of background. Anyways, we were talking about the recently announced t-shirts you guys have. Those are fucking fantastic. Yeah. We want to put an
Aren't
order
they?
In right now.
Yeah, they're so
Kelly
good.
I think Kelly is going to be an adult small. Water beer is going to be an extra large. Tony Bags is going to be an adult extra. Maybe an adult large. Florida Steve's an adult large. Michelle, Hoppy Libations wants a medium. Hammerschmidt wants a medium. Taylor, he wants himself a large, and I want an extra large for Fontana Jim. So those are our orders for your Perfect Four t-shirts. I want to let you know the money's in the...
All right, you wrote those money, down, right?
The check is in the mail.
Okay.
Yeah, we got that.
Oh, there's a nice that was a very nice suggestion from Hoppy Libations. We want a Snuggies personal print. We would also like the Snuggie little blanket thing that goes over your
head. All right, yeah, we got those in stock
during our shelter in place time on the COVID-19 virus.
COVID.
Anything else, anybody? Oh, face wrap. Good point, Florida Steve. if there are face wraps or are there are any bandanas available, like we would also like to order those prints. I have at least 30 seconds left. Face mask. Hoppy Libations wants face mask. Anybody else? Kelly, what would you like when you go and visit your account?
Sanitizer.
Sanitizer. A perfect poor podcast branded sanitizer.
But I have some. Yeah.
Well,
brewery and distillery collaborated sanitizer thing. Fun fact. Because I thought I had a gallon in my entire 2 years ago. So I
was making sweet. So, hold on. If there is a perfect pour podcast brand of sanitizer, we obviously want it hop with Mosaic, bro.
It's right.
Later. See you guys.
Ooh.
Bye.
Fontana.
Sanitizer.
Yeah.
He sounds like the weatherman out in the field during a hurricane. It's like, oh, no, Jeff, coming out here.
The wind just picked up. Looks like we're all going to die.
You only got to worry when the lightning strikes close to you.
You only got to worry when the lightning strikes you. Okay?
So that perfect pour store. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying that. It doesn't exist.
Oh, I thought you guys did something without me again.
You're like, did they build a store? And are we selling? Didn't tell me about all the sales we're making from that store.
We're doing really good. Quarantine.
Is that why I keep seeing Mikey and Matt just buying all the stuff? I guess they got their checks before I did. Yeah, we'll get on that store. We're getting on it. It's almost there. It's not almost there.
All right, I couldn't help it. James from Golson again. We're out at the bonfire at my house. And my wife asked me, do you have any more wood? Bye.
Wow. That was worth solid. It. That was solid.
Yep.
I have not come across that before, and I don't know how I have not come across that before.
Apparently you don't.
I got it right here, honey.
Oh God! Oh my God! That's not what I meant.
What you said? Wood.
Oh my God! Okay, let's go.
Hey guys, it's Hoppy Libations, and I'm driving.
Hoppy!
I feel like keeping a sense of normalcy here because, you know, the times call for it. But it is great to be driving. I've been cooped up in my house this whole time because of the virus, and the only time I get out
it's called COVID.
To go work for Bayboro Brewing. Yeah. So I'm officially in the industry.
Oh, man, another industry.
I love it. I love everything that I'm doing with Bayboro. I kind of got in at the beginning of it, and I'm super stoked. The only downside is that we were supposed to open on St. Patrick's Day, and that's when we got the word that the whole state was shutting down their bars, nightclubs, et cetera, for 30 days. So we immediately switched to growler fills, and we don't have a growler machine yet, but it's nice that we have growler fills going on. So I've been working really hard over there and loving every minute of it, I've got to tell you. Some decent business and everything, but it's really cool to see the craft beer community coming together, the Tampa Bay beer community coming together specifically too. And it's been fun. And it's been really nice because it's added a little extra normalcy, too. But I just wanted to update you on what I am doing right now. I'm going to try and call in more often. Obviously, it's not that exciting nowadays because everybody's cooped up at home.
I think it's pretty cool.
I try and do my part because that's what we do. Aside from that, I had a couple of Perfect Pour people come and visit me, so props to Junior and props to Lumber Jose. They both came and visited the brewery, which is awesome. And I feel like I had something else to say, but I don't know. I'm just on my way back home from working a shift at the brewery, filling growlers. And it's awesome.
Industry and talk.
I know.
Gosh. I just wanted to call and tell industry. You guys how awesome you are. That's kind of it. I enjoy my time over at the brewery. It's great because they let me drink behind the bar right now. A little bit.
No.
All the new beers, and
No.
They are something awesome. So I can't wait to be able to send you guys something when we're doing more than just growlers. Until then, just gotta wait for it. Peace out and keep up the good work. Bye.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Bye.
You can add your own keep up the good work, guys, if you go to perfectpourpod.com/Paul. Do it yourself. Thank you, Hoppy. That was very
nice. Made the jump to industry.
Yeah, Hoppy's in the industry now. Now she can talk. Now Matt will talk to her. Before Matt was like, nah, right. I want to talk to industry people. But Matt will talk to her now. So. Let me see if I have that ending voicemail. Let's see. No, I don't. Well, thanks everyone for calling. And that's one of the more interesting voicemail segments we've had there. That was all the things, I think. I think we covered all the bases from Chew and from Get It and industry and all the stuff. So thank you, guys. Oh, there you go.
Ooh. You got us on the backup.
Good job. Good job.
It's called the voicemail ballad.
Thank yeah. Sorry.
Surprise.
Oh, shit. Beers. I keep picking the wrong one.
Right on track.
I'm pretty good. Pretty good at podcasting, guys. I don't know if you noticed.
I'm pretty good.
I'm pretty good at podcasting, okay?
Pretty good. Looking out for beers. Looking out for
beers. That Elefino, by the way, it's pretty good. You know, for an East Coast beer, used to the Sierra's beer, it's pretty good. So good job there,
Jay. East of the Sierras.
Matt, are you looking out for any beers right now?
Some peer project.
Yeah. You're going to get that? Have you looked into it? How much? What's my base price for getting some peer project sent to me? Have you looked into that? Oh, it is. Like, what's a lot. What is that? What's that? What's a lot?
10% of your stimulus.
Oh my god. Oh my god. That's a lot. All right. I'll just tell the producer that when it comes to the house, I'm like, oh, they sent that to us for the show. I didn't pay for it. They sent it to us.
No, I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. that's show beer. They sent it free.
For the show. It's Saturday and you're drinking it.
Well, yeah, don't tell Nick and Matt, huh?
So we don't tell him.
Yeah, something I didn't think would happen was Hen House hit town.
Oh, that's right. The Out of the Barrels got Hen House.
So they flew it in by airplane, which I'm told was...
Oh man, you gotta get that plane fixed. Is Harrison Ford driving that or piloting that?
I'm just gonna land
it right here.
Wasn't necessary because places like MGA also got Hen House. So apparently they were willing to distribute or people are willing to go pick it up.
They are two places in Fresno got the same idea to drive up there and bring it back.
Hey, I had, well, sorry, I can't get into my been caught drinking just yet.
Damn it.
Oh. I may or may not have had Hen House.
Ooh, boy, a preview of 10 minutes from now. Listen to that spoiler story. Ooh, Hen House, baby. What, that all you're looking out for?
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I said yes.
Nick.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. I'm having double IPA, so forgive. Okay. Forgive.
We know.
I'm having
double. We're aware.
So. Look out. Crew Fermentation Project's Tough Love Imperial Stout from Bend, Oregon.
Yeah, that seems very specific.
Yeah, why not? I've had lots of time to think about this.
Crew as in C-R-U? Is it one of those? Is it Motley Crue where they put the little thing on above the U or whatever?
It's C-R-U-X.
Oh, yes.
Crux.
Crux. Crux. I'm sorry, it's pronounced Cooks.
Cooks.
Okay.
I don't know what that sound is.
That's a character from South Park. That's all you're looking out for?
Sure.
Sure.
How about Good People El Gordo from Birmingham, Alabama? It's brewery only. Never mind.
Never mind. Well, maybe we have Birmingham, Alabama listener. We have not. If you live in Birmingham, Alabama, you tell us you're listening. You tell us right now.
Alabamians? Alabahamians?
Abahamans. We don't have a Birmingham rep, so let's get on that. We haven't had a new rep for a while. So maybe I haven't been talking about it enough. You know,
we're not doing our job.
Apparently, you know, you can be a rep for the show. You know, the beer companies, they have the reps. The distributors, they have reps. They come in the stores, they bring the beers fresh to you, and they're knowledgeable and they know the things. We have many reps that listen to the show or friends of the show. So we
sometimes they have stickers for themselves.
Yeah, sometimes there's a sticker. Sometimes they'll slip you a beer. You never know. And so we have our own representatives of the show reps. We have a page for that at perfectpourpod.com. Look at the reps. So if you're a rep, you can, like, whatever town you live in, you're the most knowledgeable person to the show. So you can be like, go here, go here, go there, go there. So you can tell people.
Go here.
Yeah.
So
that's what that is.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
I just thought of something.
Okay. Oh my God.
Did the brother mention the beer that I tagged him in?
No, you tagged me in a couple this week. The gas station one.
We haven't gotten to Minkai yet. Is that what
No. The other one.
The other one. Then no, I did not mention it.
You should.
I wish I could remember.
You ought to. It's important.
Think a 2-door car, black in color.
That narrows it down. The Tame Impala?
No, the Grand National from Alvarado Street.
Ah, yes, that's what it was. Oh. I need that. Is that
that's what you're looking out for, Nick?
As they call it, the Grand Natty.
No. Yes, somehow I forgot about that. I need to go get that one.
I don't know if it's in town, but it's.
I think Matt should write all your looking out for notes now from now on.
No.
I like that.
It was that MGA. That's what I tagged you in.
Oh, MGA. That's right. Yeah, that's. So I looked at that. That's why I was surprised they were open. Because I thought liquor stores are supposed to be shut down.
Remember the Ralph thing?
Bitches.
I'm essential. Exactly.
I'm in danger. Oh God, Ralph is the best. Ralph is so good. So good. I am looking out for, well, there, I mentioned it earlier, that Russian River beer, the Citra Flash Mob. It's in cans. And I hope it just sort of shows up in Fresno and I don't have to buy a $160 case of beer. I mean, come on, Citra and Russian River and 16-ounce can, that's a lot of cool shit happening at one time. Slice Beer Company up there in the North Sacramento's areas, a beer called Cloud World. The label, it's a label buy. It's a cloud.
Is that a Mario reference?
It's a cloud holding up another cloud, and it's very Mario Brothers-esque looking label. So it looks pretty cool, and it's a hazy with Simcoe and Galaxy, so it's probably pretty good. I'm looking out for that. Stone, this one, it doesn't really sound good to me because it's got tea involved, but it seems like a cool beer to be looking out for. The Stone Brewing Stone Soaring Dragon. It's brewed with peony white tea. It's an Imperial IPA, 8%. And it's just a cool beer. It looks like a beer you would want to have while having sushi. So.
Ooh. Nice. It's
very interesting. And that's looking out for. And now my phone's battery is getting low, so we got to move this along here. I feel like Hen House is involved in what you're about to say.
Oh, yes.
You had the Hen House.
Yes. They had Stoked, which is their single hop series, and it was with Centennial hops, which was fantastic. Then I had Double Stoked, which was a double IPA version, which had multiple hops, and that was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
From Alvarado, I had another Velvet Leisure suit.
A good beer. Wow, that is. I have in my fridge. I have not touched it for a couple weeks, so I should open it, huh?
Maybe not tonight.
No, not tonight. I do not need it tonight.
Then there was a Kubrick's Landing, which is also an IPA from them. So I had one of those.
Nice.
From Zach's Brewing, I had a Left on Red and Foggy 13th. Finished off my last Wazoo box. I had the 95630, which was a Red Bus Brewing Pilsner.
All right.
And some other repeats, some more Lookout and Tioga Sequoia stuff, but that's kind of it.
All right.
Nothing too crazy.
Too crazy. Bearded Brewer 87. If you want to follow him on the Untapped. Another guy to follow, the Nick 80.
What did I do now?
I don't know. Let's see. What did you do?
Oh, crap. How do I get to my Untapped?
Wow. Yeah, you're on top of it. How do I get to the Untapped? Honey, come in here. I don't know how to get to the Untapped. They want me to show the Untapped. How do I do it?
I got
to
check my beers. So I had, it was Easter weekend. Man, I had lots of
beers. Yeah, it was Easter, bro.
I had Heckabiscus from Zach's Brewing. It's their new Hibiscus IPA.
Yeah.
It was freaking amazing.
And Scotty B loves that. We didn't hear from Scotty.
Cherry Gurgage. It didn't. Cherry Gurgage was a nice cherry sour from Zach's also.
All right.
Threw in a couple old Rasputins for good measure just to make sure I was, you know, ready for the family fate Zoom time over the weekend. Gosh, there had to be one more. I can't picture what it was. So, yeah. I guess that was it then.
All right. Donnie Katie. I had some beer as well this week. Believe it or not, guys.
You did?
Yeah, I enjoyed the beer. You can find B of my friend on Untappd. You can search for Dorktown or Mikey Topor, one or the other. You'll find your way there. Everyone's been a big advocate of emptying out your cellar. I emptied out my 2-beer cellar. I had two versions of All the Mornings from Tioga Sequoia. I had a 2017 and a 2018. I don't know if Matt can confirm that makes sense, but I'm pretty sure that I had a 2017 and a 2018 in my fridge because I didn't buy one this year during rush for 2019. So it had to have been 2017 and a 2018. I two successive nights. I didn't have them both in one night, but two nights back to back had All the Mornings. So now I have no beer in my cellar.
The original All the Mornings we didn't bottle.
Okay.
I don't know what year that was, but we did bottle a 22 ounce All the Mornings. I don't know what year that is, mm-hmm. but we do have Morning Rush, which is bourbon barrel aged version of All the Mornings.
No, it wasn't that. There are two different All the Mornings. So I'm pretty sure it was 2017, 2018, but it might have been two 2018s. I don't know.
Maybe.
I drank them. They're good. Also, I had the Dust Bowl, six-pack of our friend's Dust Bowl, the Peace, Love, and Haze. Peace and Love. Peace and Love. It's me, Ringo. And Peace and Love.
Hello, Ringo.
It's me, Ringo. I won't be signing any more autographs. It's a nice beer. I've been enjoying that. And I had a new, to me, Russian River beer. Two of them. Believe that. One, the Row 2 Hill 56 Pale Ale. And I thought it was okay. I wasn't that I'm like, this is going to be good. I'm like, nah, it's all right. It might have been my setup. I've got to get another one. I've got to get another one and see what it was like. I might have had a bad setup. And
yeah.
So you can't trust one sitting. So I'm going to have it again and see what happens. But I was unimpressed by that one. And then what was the other one? The other Russian River I had. It was one I was thinking that maybe I didn't check it in. Oh, geez. It looks like I didn't check it in.
But there's, you pulled a Nick.
I know. There's another Russian River there at the market that's new. It's called Velvet Glow, and it's a pale dry. It's called a pale dry, and it's another beer that the original Santa Rosa Craft Brewery, the one that they did the Happy Hops, they basically like remade the Happy Hops, which was like one that was made a long time ago. This is another one from that same brewery that they remade called Velvet Glow. But this one's more of a Pilsner lager kind of beer. And I was like, Matt would like this beer a lot. So if you see that, if you go to the market, Matt, pick up that Velvet Glow and you might enjoy it. Because it's in that lager. It says it's a pale dry, but it's really more of a lager, Pilsner kind of beer. And it was delicious. I actually enjoyed it more than that that row, the row 2 hill 56 beer. So that's fine.
Cheers, cheers, cheers.
Do you have people to cheers? Do you have things? Various things.
Just cheers to people that look forward to the show every week.
Yeah, man. We hope we're providing something useful for you to enjoy.
Look forward to it.
Nick?
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, man.
Getting cheers. I'm back. Cheers to Keefisms. I saw him doing some guitar strumming on the Instagram.
Oh, really?
Stories. Oh, yeah,
he was going that live, bro.
Keefism was live? Oh, I missed that. There's so many people cool. Instagram live right now. It's like, I don't like, I have a complaint to Instagram. I hope Instagram's listening right now, the sons of bitches. No, but the lives, they'll stack them, and there'll be like three different people being live, and they'll stack them, and you can't see what like the other people are. Yeah, you can't. So there'll be like the initial live person. You're like, I'm not that interested in that person, but then there'll be like two behind it, and you can't see what those are behind it. So like, I gotta press that person that's live that I don't really want to go into that live one to see what the other people are. Why don't they need to spread them out so I can see all the people? So it makes me not want to go. It's probably why I miss Keefisms.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I'm sure Instagram is going to fix that. So, because I complain. Oh, just, you know, and cheers to everyone. Like you guys are saying, man, the especially the Golden Gods are still hanging out with us and still giving us the cash. And we are just going crazy with that Golden God cash. The stuff we get into. The stuff we get into with that Golden God cash, you don't even want to know. That's a whole other thing. But thanks to all the Golden Gods that donate to us on patreon.com/perfectpour if you want to get into that, man. But really right now, check out the Paul page, perfectpourpod.com/Paul, and enjoy that. Just have a ball doing you can make your own Perfect Pour show now. Make it way better than us. You have all the drops you want now. You just have the funds. But thank you guys for being here with us and keeping us sane through all this crazy stuff that we're having to go through. And big thoughts out to Chew Your Beers family. I hope everyone pulls through okay. And anybody that's got family members affected by this stuff, man, We're all here behind you. Perfect Pour family is behind you. So thank you guys. And I think we're good, man. You guys cool? Brothers?
We are good.
All right.
Yep, very good.
Be safe. Have fun. And start checking your dates again, guys.
Oh, damn.